Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we have a dark post-war suspense story. It's The Stranger, starring and directed by Orson Welles. It's the story of an escaped, unrepentant Nazi war criminal. On the run from a determined UN investigator, he's adopted a new identity as a married, respected college professor in a small New England town. But he'll go to any lengths to protect himself. Welles was brought into this project after the original choice for director, John Huston, was unavailable. After the controversial Citizen Kane, the troubled production of The Magnificent Ambersons, and a couple of failed projects, Welles wanted to show he could make a good movie on time and under budget with no hassles. To that end, he accepted the studio's terms, giving up a lot of creative freedom. Instead, he'd be under the strict supervision of producer Sam Spiegel, billed as S.P. Eagle in this film, and editor Ernest J. Nims. For example, Edward G. Robinson was cast as Investigator Wilson, rather than Welles' choice of his Mercury Theater colleague, Agnes Moorhead. While he was given some creative freedom, including a chance to rewrite the script with an uncredited John Huston, it was still not a happy experience for him. But the movie did get made under budget and was finished ahead of schedule. The Stranger received generally good reviews and did moderately well at the box office. It would also receive an Oscar nomination for Best Original Story. It still holds a place in movie history for a scene between Robinson and co-star Loretta Young, which featured the first use of documentary footage of Nazi concentration camps in a commercial film. Today, while the movie is not thought of as one of Welles' best movies, it's still considered a well-made thriller that managed to include some creative choices and filmmaking skill from the controversial Welles. Just a reminder that you can catch one of our in-house showings of new DVDs on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. They're free of charge, but space is limited, so you must pre-register. The upcoming movie schedule is available at the reference desk and on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And that's where you'll also find a list of our previous classic movie presentations, plus the links to each movie. And we really like to hear from you. If you have any comments or suggestions, you can post them on our Facebook page. You can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can call us at 908-754-7885. Well, thanks very much for stopping by and supporting this program, and we really hope you enjoy today's movie. And now, from International Pictures, via RKO, in 1946, here's The Stranger.